Find an interesting posuk with sukkahs, which we don't see in all our yom tovim. Here in the posuk in Vayikra, in the Emor we have here, which we learned on the other day. Shivas yomim bashana. After the Rebbein Shlom told us the mitzvah of sukkah, mitzvah of lulav, arbaminim. Shivas yomim bashana, 7 days in the year. Chukas oylam adoyr seichem. Some we don't find such a pasuk in all the other yom tovim. Shivas yomim bashana, 7 days in the year. We find 7 days eat matzah and so on and so forth. But shivas yomim bashana, what's this word? 7 days in the year. What's bashana got to do with the Shivas Yomim, 7 days eating the sukkah, 7 days mitzvahs arba minim. What's this Shivas Yomim Bashona? So if you look in Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Drosha, Sefer Dorash Moshe, Drosha Chof Beis, he says there that in Tuf Reish Pei Zion, he gave a Drosha to his Kehillah. Tuf Reish Pei Zion is the Lemisporam, is end of 1926. He gave a drusha in his kehillah, and someone, one of the balabatim, he writes there, called Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabaria, asked him this question: why does it say v'chagoysim? Oh, you say shivas yomim bashona. What does it mean? So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein answered him very nicely, which is mamish relevant to every single year. That the inyan of sukkahs we all know is ba'ospechem es maseichem min asoda, when you gather together all your tvur that you've been growing all the year, you've been growing, you gather together all the from the fields, all the food. There's an abundance of food in front of you to be stored for the rest of the year. And at that time, a person feels himself secure. A person feels himself satisfied. I've got what to eat. I've got what to live on. I'm fine. Tells the Rebbein Shalom, says the Rebbein Shalom, you should know, you have to recognize and remember that you're under the guidance of the Beir Olam, and therefore, tzei mi diras kvar, go out of a diras kvar and go into a diras arai, a temporary dira. This idea is not only supposed to be strengthening us in the emunah of Beir Olam, to believe in the Beir Olam, just for those 7 days. This idea is supposed to be a recognition that the Beir Olam is running our life. Shivas yomim bashana, it's a 7 day example for the rest of the year. The rest of the year, we should also look after our dearest kvar, even when we are in our permanent dira, even when we are living in our normal abode, normal place, running our lives in the normal way. We have to remember that we are tachas tzeil of Hashem Yisborach, tachas of the shadow of Hashem Yisborach. This is the idea that sukkahs, and after sukkahs, we have to take from this, that the 7 days is a Shivas Yom Bashona. It's a 7 day example for the rest of the year that everything in the world is all under the Ribbono Shel Olam. We find two Gemaras that we find in Shas, which teach us how far it goes, the inyan of being under the guidance of Hashem Yisborach. The Gemara in Shabbos, we all know, the Gemara in Shabbos of Lamed Aleph, the Gemara tells us, we all know the Meluchas of Shabbos, we learn that from the Mishkan. One of the meluchas of Shabbos we all know is binyan, to build. Another meluchah of Shabbos we all know is to demolish, soisa. So the Gemara says that if someone demolishes a building, it's not enough just to demolish a building. You can demolish a huge building, nevertheless you're not chayev. It's just makalkal. It's just ruining a building, it's just makalkal. But you have to be soisa almanas, live nois. You have to demolish something with the condition that you're going to now build it up, but it has to be bimkoimo. The Gemara says it has to be on the spot. It has to be to build it up on the spot. If I demolish something in order to build it up on the spot, that's the chiv of demolishing soisa, the melucha of soisa. So the Gemara says, we learn it out from the Mishkan, like everything in the meluchas. If If you learn time from the Mishkan wasn't like that. We all know the Mishkan was a case where they pulled down a building in one place, the Mishkan in one place, and they went to the next place. So it was Soysa al Nas Lilwa Shaloibim Koimoy. It wasn't on its place. So the Gemara says, we all know that Mishkan, the Midbar was different. Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisun. The Gemara says that the Yidin were under the wings of the Ribbono Shel Olam, under the Anana covered. It moved with them. That's Keilu, it's been Koimoy, the Gemara says. It's as if it's on the spot. Marashi was Echetzal Ruch Rabbi Chaim Shem Levis told us a Moshel. He says, if a little child, a little baby could possibly speak, and you'd ask the little baby, the mother's holding it, the mother's holding the baby in her hands, and you'd ask the baby, where are you now? The baby would answer, I'm in my mother's hands. The mother would go travel 10 miles, and the baby would be asked, where are you now? I'm in my mother's hands. So wherever the baby finds itself, it finds itself in its mother's hands. That's Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisro. We're under the guidance of Ribbono Shel Olam. It's different dargas. It's really darga, higher darga of living under the tzeil. Second Gemara we find also the same thing a few days ago in Daf Yomi. The Gemara says in Erevin, in Heimut Beis, I think, that Yoishvei Tzrifin, if you have makeshift straw huts, if you're living in such temporary huts made of straw and so on, even though there's thousands of them in front of you, it's not counted like a town. So therefore, you can't count your 2,000 amas at the end of the town of it. You have to count your 2,000 amas on the spot, outside your doorstep. Outside your step of your hut, you count the 2,000 amas. So the Gemara asks Akasha, as we all know, that in those days, to relieve oneself, as a basic kisa, you had to go out of the anana covered. You couldn't stay under the onan. You had to go somewhere out in the open. So the Gemara says, it works. The whole area was about 3 parsurs, which is miles more than 2,000 amas. Comes out Shabbos, how can you go out of the area to be able to relieve yourself? How can you do it? So the Gemara says again the same thing. No, in the Mishkan was different. The time of the Midbar, Diglei Midbar Shahani, Diglei Midbar, the Yoshvei Tzrifin, living in temporary huts and temporary dwellings in the Mishkan, in the time of the Mishkan, that was Kavua. Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisos, that's considered Kavua. That's considered something not temporary, it's considered kavua. That means that these limudin, this teaches us all that even though we have lived now the last several days in a temporary dwelling, but this is all to teach us that everything's temporary. Even our dearest kva is all under the wings of Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything we do is all under the guidance of Ribbono Shel Olam. I just want to carry on with this in a different way. As we're coming now to the beginning of Bereishis, yeah, it's kedai to just revise, really, something which most people know, more or less everyone knows what we're talking about. It's just a matter of revising in order to be able to strengthen ourselves in this situation with a bit more understanding of what's going on. We all know, we learn Bereishis. Looks to us like stories. Yeah, we all know Hashem created the world, 7 days. Yeah, Odom Rishon did an Aveira. Yeah, Deis Adas, the story with Chava. Cain killed Hevel, and so on and so forth. The stories as we know them. The Ramban brings an introduction to Bereishis. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that Chamishim Shari Bino, 50 gates of understanding, Nimsa La'olam, were given over into the world. In the Bria of the world, there was 50 gates of understanding, higher levels of understanding. Moshe Rabbeinu was managed to reach 49. 49 out of 50, Moshe Rabbeinu managed to reach. The Gemara says, V'tchasreyu ma'atme lekim. Yeah, that last one, no one can reach the level of Rabbeinu Shalom Mamish, but Moshe Rabbeinu reached almost there. But that's what the Gemara says. So Ramban says, the Loshna Zay, V'cholanim salam Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu b'sharei Abino. Hakol nichtav b'toyre b'ferish. Whatever was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu, all these 49, says the Ramban, Hakol nichtav b'toyre b'ferish, all written in the Torah b'ferish. Oy b'remiza, either with b'ferish, written clearly in the Torah, or with a hint, b'tevus hints in the words, oy b'gematrioz, various gematrias, or b'tzuras oishes, or with the way the oishes are written, there's also hidden so many things. Or b'kutzei oishes, the tiny little kutz, which we see in the Sefer Torah, Ubikisrein and the tagim and the little crowns that we see in the Sefer Torah. That's what Ramban says. V'shleima melech olav ha-sholem, he says. Shleima melech shenosun loyak elokim chochma v'hamada. Shleima melech was given over. Chochma mikolodom was given over all the chochma and all the knowledge. Hakol min ha-Torah hoyoloi. Everything came out of the Torah. He didn't know anything else from anywhere else, but all from the Torah. U'mimena lomad, and he learned it all from the Torah, ad sheyeda soid kol ha-toildos. He knew the secrets of all the creations of the world. Even the koiches of the grass and the plants and everything like that, Moshem HaMelech knew. Ad shekos av behen afila sefer refuos. From the Torah and from everything he learned from the Torah, he even wrote a sefer refuos. Shleim HaMelech. Interesting. We said in Keheles, Havei Lavolim. Shleim HaMelech said, Havei Lavolim Hakol Hevel. And Rashi says twice at least. Rashi says twice at least in Keheles, as Aveila Vola means, Rashi says, I'll call Yitziras Shivas Yimei Bereshis, Shehakul Hevel Shalavolim. So Shlomo Melech, after all he reached, and after all he saw, and after all he understood the Bria, he understood everything which is in the Bria, understood everything in the creation, everything which grew, everything which grows, everything which works, he knew everything, he understood everything. He says, Aveila Vola Moma. Keheles, he says, Aveila Volim, everything is Aveila Volim. Rashi says, all Yetziras, the creation of Shivas Yimei Bereshis, everything's Aveila Volim, everything's nothing. What does that mean? Obviously, that means Shleim Melech is telling us that there's a goal. That all the physical world, everything in it, all the secrets, and everything which you find in it, all the wonderful ideas of the Bria, and all the miracles of creation and everything, is absolute nothing. It's all for us. To see the inner meaning of it. The inner meaning of it is to see and reach a goal of believing in the Ribbono Shel Olam. If we see the inside of the Bria, the depth of the Bria, and the depth of all the miracles and everything, it makes us realize there's a goal in life. There's something else in life. There's not just life as we know it, the 120 years that we're here. It's much, much more than that. It's the tikkun. It's the pnimius. It's everything which is within it, which leads, of course, to an afterlife of Olam Habo and thing. This is all what it is. The Vilna Gaon says in his Bia to Tzafru Ditznir, says a famous Kabbalah Sefer. So the Vilna Gaon says the very simple words, but we don't know how to understand, but it's simple words. It says the Vilna Gaon, v'haklal. I'm just reading it out what it says. Ki kol ma shehoy over here, Ad Olam, everything which was and is and will be, Hakol Kol B'Torah Mibreishis Ad Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Everything is inclusive in the Torah from Breishis to the other end of Zeus Abrocha. V'lo Yaklolim B'Levad, not just the general rules. Ela Filip Protov Shal Kol Min Imin, even every tiny detail of every single type of creature that Ribbono Shel Olam made, V'Shal Kol Odom, and everything of the person, Bifrat, V'Chol Ma She'ira Loi M'Yoy M'Vol De'at Sofer, every single person, which existed from the beginning of Sheshit Yimei Bereishis until now, until the present time and the future, everything he does and everything he did do from the day he was born until the day of his Petira is all included in Bereishis and in the Torah somewhere. V'chol Gilgulov, v'chol Protov, v'prote Protov, every tiny minute detail, v'chein shel kolmin behema, v'chaya, every type of animal and so on, v'chol balei chai sheba'olam, v'chol esev, every chai, every balei chai, thousands and thousands and thousands of creatures in the world and in the sea and in the land. V'chol esev v'tzameach v'doimam, anything, any grass, anything which grows, any stone. V'chol proteim v'prote proteim, every tiny detail. V'chol min u'min v'ishe haminim ad le'olam, until ever, till eternity. U'mar sheyerolem, anything which happens to them. Everything which is written in the Torah about the Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe v'Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael, kulam hein b'chol doya v'doya. All what happened in the Torah is always chazed over in every single generation. You have to find it. It's always chazed over in every single generation. Whatever happens to the others, whatever happened in the Torah, is always somehow nichlal in every single generation. That's what the Gaon says. V'chein kol ma'aseihem mi'odom, v'rishlein at soifa teira, hu b'chol doya, kiyudua. Every single generation, lemei kiyudua lemeivin. V'cheinu b'chol odam v'odam levav, k'moy shehischil levav medjanel. That's one piece of Vilnagon. He says that every single detail in the world, every single thing in the world is nichvan in the Torah from Bereishis to the end. Then the Gon says somewhere else, in Tikkuni Zoya, even more. U'b'chol ha-Torah, nichlal kol ma shehoyu v'yeh, as we said, and the Torah is inclusive, everything which happened and is happening and will happen. Everything is now included in the first 7 days, says the Vilna Gaon. The kuloy nichlal the posuk rishon, and everything is included in the first posuk, in the 7 words of the first posuk. Nichlal gam b'tevo rishoyna, says the Vilna Gaon. Even in the very first word of the Torah, every single thing is included. Bevuv oisis with the 6 oisis and the nekudas is called the 7. Also yisuk the Vilna Gaon a gewaltig gesagt. Just the Vilna Gaon says all this, but we'll round it up. There's a story which people say over from the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmud. Baal Shem Tov had a Talmud, and they were once traveling in a place, and they ended up in a very desolate place. No yeshuv, no town, no nothing. Empty, empty, empty place, barren place, somewhere in Europe, basically. Somewhere with nothing, absolute nothing there to eat, nothing. And the sun suddenly was beating down at them. And the Talmud got very thirsty. He got very, very thirsty, and he got turned to a matzav where it was dangerous. He needed something to drink. Rebbe, he says, I've got nothing to drink. I'm so thirsty, I can't hold out anymore. It's dangerous. So the Baal Shem Tov turned around to him and said to him, do you believe that this matzav that you're in now at the moment, that you're so thirsty for drink, was already thought of at the time of Sheshis Yimei Bereishis, at the time of Bereishis, and Hashem Yisborach knew your matzav in the beginning of the creation of the world, your personal matzav, and your personal matzav was created a way out at the time of Sheshis Yimei Bereishis. Do you believe that? So the Talmud, he thought for a few minutes, and the Talmud, obviously a Talmud al Baal Shem Tov couldn't be a simple person. So, and he thought for a few minutes, and he said, yes, Rabbi Rebbe, I agree, I believe that everything that I'm in a matzav now, Hashem Yisborach has done for me at the time of Sheshis Yimei Bereishis, and it's somehow. Okay, said the Baal Shem Tov, Yeshua will come. A few minutes later, a goy turns up with 2 big buckets of water. So they go up to him, can we buy a bit of water? We'll pay you. Yeah, okay. So he gives them water, they pay. They quench their thirst. So the Baal Shem Tov says to the goy, what are you doing here? What are you doing in this place with 2 buckets of water? What's your interest to be in this sort of place? So the goy answers that he works for a minister, Balabus, and he thinks that his Balabus has gone a bit senile, a little bit. He's gone a bit off his head. And I have to do everything he says. So he told me to go and pick up from a certain spring, which is miles away from nothing. He wants to drink water from there, Dafka. He wants to drink water from this particular spring somewhere out of the way. And I don't know why he wants me to do that. I've got to listen. So the Baal Shem Tov turns to his Talmud. Yeah, he doesn't know why he's been doing that. But we do know why. We know that the Rebbe Shlomo created this all, that his minister should ask him, Dafka, to go and get water from this spring in order to give you the Yeshua. So you see that the idea is there. The Vilna Gaon, the Baal Shem Tov, they all say the same idea, that everything's from Sheshis Yimei Bereishis. And the Gedoyle Talmid Baal Shem used to say always, that even when the wind, in this time of the year, even when the wind blows down the leaves, and blows the leaves from one place to the next place, is also Menashamayim for a reason, for a tafkid, for a thing. This is all in Yonim, which is Hakdoma to Bereishis. The Gemara tells us in Daftes, in Gila, the Gemara tells us a famous story, which Talma HaMelech. Yeah? Talma HaMelech was one of the kings of Mitzrayim at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, The word Talmai is Lavdafka, his name. It's like, you know, like a name of a king, Talmai 1, Talmai 2, Talmai 3, whatever, yeah? That's one of the kings of Mitzrayim. And he brought in 72 Zakenim, the Gemara says, 72 elders of Klal Yisrael, and he told them that, please write down the Torah of Moshe, you know, the Indian. And the Rebbeinu Shleim, each one was put in his own his own cubicle, his own place, and he was told to write the Torah out for the Melech. Gemara says, what's in Yevonis, in Greek? The Ma'is has said that Rebbeinu Shlomo looked after every single one of them, and he made them all write exactly the same, but they made various shinuim, various differences, to be able to prove to Yana, to prove to Talmud Melech, they shouldn't make any problems afterwards, that they wrote something against the king or something. So the very first shinuim he made was the very first pasuk in the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim. We know Bereishis Bara Elokim, and they wrote Elokim Bara Bereishis. Simple. Hashem created the world. Yeah. Hashem created at the beginning, Shemayim Ve'aretz, in order that he shouldn't think Bereishis Bara Elokim. It sounds like the Mr. Bereishis made the Elokim. So he shouldn't think that says two Rishuyos. He says Mr. Bereishis made the Elokim. Kili, there's two Chas V'Shalom, two Rishuyos. So they wrote it in a way that simple. Elokim Bara Bereishis, Shemayim Ve'aretz. Hashem made the beginning. So the question is asked, I think Reb Shimshon Pinkus talks about it a lot, that the question is asked, you know, perhaps we might need that. Perhaps we also need this in our Torah. Yeah, to be written, Elokim Bara Bereishis, Hashem made the world. It doesn't say that. It says Bereishis, in the beginning Hashem made the world. Okay, this is Fashid and Medrashim of them. But the fact is, perhaps we also need this idea to have in the Pesuk written in a way that we should know straight away, Hashem made the world. Yeah. So, Thoazoi, the Rambam, in the first mitzvah, we all know Tariag mitzvahs, yeah? Tariag mitzvahs, Ne'emar Eloi Lemeisha. First mitzvah, what's the first mitzvah? The Rishonim are all busy trying to work out Tariag. You know, you can make thousands of mitzvahs in the Torah. What's Tariag? 613. The Rambam, in the very first mitzvah, says that the first mitzvah is to believe that the Rebbeinu Shlom is the driving force. Yeah? The Rebbeinu Shlom made the world. The Rebbeinu Shlom is the driving force behind everything. Behind everything and every little detail, as we said before, the Rebbeinu Shlom is the driving force. Where do you know it from? Says the Rambam. The Gemara tells us in Makkos, end of Makkos, Torah Tziv Voloni Moshe, we read yesterday, Torah Tziv Voloni Moshe Merosha Kilas Yaakov. Torah is Bigmatria 611. 611, yeah, the Gemara says. So there, Honoichi, Volo Yelecho, Mipia Gevuru Shamanim. Honoichi, and Lo Yelecho, we heard from Hashem Yisburg straight. So the Rambam says, oh, you see, 611 is mitzvahs, but Onoichi Elo Yelecho makes up the 630. So Onoichi Hashem Elokecha Shehes Tzichem Eretz Mitzrayim, that is a mitzvah to believe that the Rebbeinu Shlom is behind everything and the driving force of everything and is running everything. That's what he says, the Rambam. Other Rishonim, Ramban brings loser Rishonim who argue with this. I say, no, don't count that one as one of the mitzvahs. Onoichi, the Gemara Daf Mafashtein, that's not for now. But the other Rishonim argue, say, no. Mitzvahs are commands that are given by Hashem Yisborach once you already believe. Once you're already a person who believes in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, once you've been brought up to believe, then you start keeping the mitzvahs of Hashem. If you haven't been makabel on yourself the malchus of Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that there's such a thing as Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world and is running the world and so on, no point doing mitzvahs. If you haven't got in front of you the hakdoma, the introduction to everything, the yisoid of everything, the foundation of everything, there's no use keeping mitzvahs. So the mitzvahs are all after you've already believed. That's what the other Rishonim argue. So the Rishonim say, many Terutzim are given on the Rambam, but one of the Terutzim are that the Rambam also agrees with that. Ram also agrees with this, that everything that the Rebbeinu Shlom is the driving force is all before, is all much before the mitzvahs. But the mitzvah which the Rambam means is an inyan to be a kesedidika reminder, as we say. A kesedidika reminder and a kesedidika chizuk, that we should always look for ways to see that the Rebbeinu Shlom is a driving force. We should look for these ways, try and find ways to see how the Rebbeinu Shlom is a driving force behind everything. Two people are walking on the street and they see a beautiful structure. Beautiful building. Wonderful buildings that you see today, man, in the world. Various buildings. Beautiful, wonderful buildings. So the one person says to the other, Reuven says to Shimon, you know, hello, how did they build this? How on earth did they build this? You know, how did they do this with all various things? How wonderful thing like this? How did they do it? So the other, so Shimon turns around and says, you know, perhaps it wasn't built. Perhaps it happened by itself. Perhaps it happened by itself. It's a shaita. No, we all look at it as a shaita. Yeah, it's a straight way we look at it as a shaita. And the same thing applies not dafka to a building. The same thing applies to your watch, to your glasses, to your chlesos. Yeah, if you start telling a person perhaps it happened by itself, you think it's mad. Yeah, just because we know
that people do these things and people manufacture things and people do things. And we see in the street, we see people building. And we see it being, go to the factories and you see people making things and doing things and making food and so on and so forth. Just because we haven't got the ability to understand the way the world is made and created doesn't mean there's no driving force behind it. There's obviously a driving force behind it. This we have to learn and see and work. Right? This we have to understand. This is a terrorist would say on the Rambam, that the Rambam of course agrees with it. But the Rambam holds we have to see it Kseder. We have to look in the Bria, look in the creation of the world. Look what's happening in the world and see and understand and build yourself inside you a brok, a strong emunah, a strong Bria. Then we can do the mitzvahs. That's we have to do the mitzvahs. That's our first mitzvah. What we believe, we should already strengthen ourselves and see it again and again and again. There's a Hakdoma to the Yavids, the Yaakov Emden, and there's a Hakdoma to his Siddur. You know, you've seen a Yaakov Emden Siddur, a famous Siddur. In the beginning, there's a Hakdoma there called Sulam Beis Kehil. Pages and pages and pages. You know, people don't have a chance to learn it through. Pages and pages of it. And lots of editions of Chaim Yosef. But in there, he says a wonderful thing. He says one of the biggest nisim, which are happening in the Golas of today, he says, even more than Yetzias Mitzrayim, he writes. Even more than Yetzias Mitzrayim. The biggest nisim and miracles that's happening in the world today is that we exist in our exile. That we exist as Torah true people in our exile. This is something which is even bigger than Yetzias Mitzrayim. With all the sviva, with all our pogrom, with all our persecution, with all what's happening to us, what's happened to us, and with all the people around us, and with all Rahman al-Islam, with even our own brethren who are unfortunately distanced themselves from us. But we as Torah true people keep ourselves together and we are managed to keep mitzvahs and keep Torah and Mas and Toivim and we keep trying to mechazik ourselves in ways which of emunah the whole time. This is the bigger nest than Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we're living today, Poshut, in a time where we see emunah in front of us. The fact that we are existing in front of us is itself enough reason to mechazik ourselves. And especially as we find ourselves in the situation that we're in now, at the moment where the Ribbono Shel Olam has showed us clearly, we all shout, M'loich al kol ha'olam kuloi b'chvedecha, we've been shouting, Shem Yisborach, please coronate yourself, b'chol ha'olam kuloi. Yeah, similar Ichat Hashem Levadecha, we've been shouting, Rishon Yom Kippur, and last year and every year, the Ribbono Shel Olam has sort of showed us at the moment, and defied all Teva, and showed us at the moment that nothing can be in front of him. There's no advanced technology, there's no scientists and no doctors and things. Everything is in front of us. It's showing us clearly, as we start Bereishis, Hakdoma, we have to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a driving force behind everything and everyone, and every tiny thing which is happening is all Borei Olam. I can assure you that everyone who's mechazik himself, and there's plenty today of literature and books which talk about emunah and belief, the more we learn about emunah and the more we try and look for ways that the Ribbono Shel Olam is running our life, the more we do these things, this will, I'm sure, help everyone to get out of anxiety, to get out of fear, to get out of this behola and mixture and mix up of feelings and so on and so forth. And the Ribbono Shel Olam should help everyone. They should be healthy and everyone should be zeuche to believe properly in Borei Olam, and then you'll see, Mr. Shem, all this will be a schus for us to be able to see that the Ribbono Shel Olam will see to us to bring our Yeshua G'dayla b'mheira b'meina Amen. Sorry?